This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 18th. God's word to you today is mercy and help. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 10, and it says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." God can help you. In fact, God wants to help you, and God wants to be with you. So we move from, "Can God help me?" to, "God can help me." And then because we are convinced that God can help us, we move to, "God must help me." "If I can have God's help quickly," becomes, "I must have God's help. I must have God's help because I do not have a plan B. I only have a plan G, God's plan." God should not be one of many options for help. God should be your only option for help. God must help me. You may have been relying on different things, but as soon as you see that God can help you, do not add God to your list of options. There is no "if God fails, then." No. You should transition from "God can" to "God must help me." You must be convinced in your heart that if God does not help you, then you are helpless. This is the recipe for transformation. If you want to experience divine transformation, it has to be, "If God does not help me, I'm helpless. If God does not come to my rescue, I am helpless." Guess what? That is a good place to be because God is full of mercy. There was a time that David had counted the people against God's will, and God was going to deal with David. God spoke to Gad, the seer, to tell David that he should choose one of three punishments. David teaches us something huge here. In 2 Samuel 24, verse 14, it says, "I'm in a desperate situation." David replied to God, "But let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. Do not let me fall into human hands." In other words, David was saying, "Do not let me fall into the hands of human beings, because human beings are merciless. May God not put your bread in another man's hand. Let your bread come from God." David found himself in a place where he says, "God must help me." Imagine you are presented with the option of being flogged by man or being flogged by God. When you compare strength to strength, whose flogging should be more devastating? But when you compare heart to heart, "I will always go for God. Always." My grandmother will say, "Because there is forgiveness with God, therefore we fear God." God's mercy always leads to repentance. Always. God is saying to you and me, "I am your only option. God must help." Please read Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. Jesus is saying, when you show up consistently before God and you seek him consistently, do you think this unjust judge is better than God? God says, "I am better than the unjust judge." This right here is what gives me confidence, and it is the word of God. So it is up to you. It is not a matter of, "Can God help me?" The question is, have you transitioned to, "God must help me. Help me, Lord, on nothing else." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." Amen.
We
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.